Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Writing Revolution 2.0 by Judith C. Hochman and Natalie Wexler is a professional education book focused on writing instruction, literacy, and curriculum design. Rather than treating writing as a talent students absorb through exposure, the book argues that strong writing develops through explicit teaching and carefully sequenced practice. Its central purpose is to show teachers how to improve student thinking by improving student writing across all subjects and grade levels. The book presents the Hochman method, a structured approach that begins with sentence construction and gradually expands to paragraphs, summaries, and longer analytical writing. A major strength of the book is its insistence that writing should not be confined to language arts classrooms. Science, history, math, and other subjects can all use writing as a tool for learning content more deeply. Grounded in classroom practice and aligned with research on literacy and learning, this revised edition speaks to teachers, coaches, school leaders, and anyone seeking a practical framework for teaching students to write with clarity and knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, writing must be taught explicitly and systematically. One of the book's most important contributions is its rejection of the idea that students become effective writers simply by writing often. Hochman and Wexler argue that writing is not a naturally developing skill in the way speech often is. Students need direct instruction in how written language works, and teachers need to provide concrete guidance rather than general advice. This means showing students how sentences are built, how ideas connect, and how structure supports meaning. The book emphasizes that vague comments, such as add more detail or make it clearer, are far less useful than instruction that identifies exactly what students should do next. This explicit approach also helps teachers diagnose common weaknesses, including fragments, run-ons, weak sentence structure, and unclear organization. The authors present writing as a set of learnable moves that can be modeled, practiced, and refined over time. That makes the method especially valuable for students who have not thrived under less structured approaches. By framing writing as teachable rather than mysterious, the book offers a more equitable model of instruction. When chaperoned, it gives teachers a practical path for helping all students become clearer, more confident writers through repetition, feedback, and carefully sequenced support. Secondly, sentence-level instruction is the foundation of strong writing, a distinctive feature of The Writing Revolution 2.0 is its emphasis on the sentence as the basic unit of thought and expression. The authors argue that many student writing problems begin long before the essay level. If students cannot reliably construct complete, coherent sentences, they will struggle with every larger form of writing. For that reason, the book begins with sentence-level work such as identifying subjects and predicates, recognizing fragments and run-ons, using conjunctions, and expanding simple statements into more precise or complex sentences. This is not presented as isolated grammar drill. Instead, grammar and syntax are taught in the context of meaningful academic content. Students may practice sentence work while writing about a science concept, a historical event, or a literary idea. That integration is central to the method. The sentence becomes a place where knowledge and language develop together. The book also shows how sentence practice can build fluency and reduce cognitive overload because students are not asked to manage every writing demand at once. By strengthening control at the sentence level, teachers prepare students for paragraphs, summaries, and essays that are more coherent and analytically sound. This focus may seem simple, but the book presents it as the most reliable route to lasting improvement in student writing. Thirdly, writing is a tool for learning in every subject. The book pushes strongly against the idea that writing instruction belongs only in English language arts. Hochman and Wexler argue that writing should be woven into all subjects because it helps students process, organize, and remember what they are learning. In this model, writing is not just a way to display knowledge after instruction. It is part of how knowledge is built. Students deepen understanding when they explain a scientific process in a sentence, summarize a historical cause and effect relationship, or compare mathematical ideas using precise language. This cross-curricular approach also gives students repeated practice in applying writing skills in meaningful contexts. Instead of separating writing from content, the book treats strong knowledge as a driver of strong writing. That position aligns with the author's broader emphasis on background knowledge and academic language. Teachers in every discipline are encouraged to adapt writing activities to fit their content, rather than waiting for literacy specialists to do all the work. This makes the method both practical and ambitious. It redefines writing as a shared school responsibility and a powerful lever for thinking. The result is a vision of instruction in which students become better writers by engaging more deeply with subject matter, and become better learners because writing forces precision, connection, and reflection. Fourthly, scaffolding from sentences to paragraphs to longer compositions. Another important theme in the book is progression. the authors do not ask teachers to jump straight from basic mechanics to full essays. Instead, they present writing development as a sequence that moves from sentence construction to sentence expansion, then to outlines, paragraphs, summaries, and extended pieces. This progression reflects a practical understanding of cognitive load. Many students fail at writing tasks not because they lack ideas, but because they are asked to juggle too many demands at once. The Hochman method reduces that overload by using consistent routines and manageable steps. Students may begin by combining ideas with because, but, or so, then move into constructing topic sentences, organizing notes, or turning outlines into paragraphs. Planning and revising also receive attention, not as abstract stages of a writing process poster, but as skills that must be taught directly. The method values templates and models because they make expectations visible and help students internalize structures they can later use independently. Importantly, scaffolding is not treated as lowering standards. It is a way of making high-quality academic writing achievable for more learners. By breaking complex writing into teachable parts, the book offers a realistic framework for classrooms where students need structure, repetition, and clear examples in order to improve. Lastly, clarity, equity, and teacher usability define the method, The Writing Revolution 2.0 stands out because it combines a strong instructional philosophy with classroom usability. The authors are concerned not only with what works in theory, but with what teachers can actually implement in varied school settings. Their approach aims to serve all students, including those who have historically been underserved by loosely structured writing instruction. Because the method relies on explicit teaching, routine practice, and content-based tasks, it is often described as especially supportive for students who need clarity and repetition. And at the same time, the book does not frame structure as the enemy of higher-order thinking. Its central claim is the opposite: students can think more deeply when they have stronger command of language. This makes the method both rigorous and accessible. Another reason the book has had such influence is its adaptability. Teachers can use its strategies within existing curricula rather than replacing everything they already do. Coaches, school leaders, and district teams can also use the framework to create more consistent expectations across classrooms. In that sense, the book is not only about individual writing lessons, it is about changing a school understanding of literacy. Its appeal comes from the rare combination of intellectual seriousness, practical specificity, and a belief that better writing instruction can expand opportunity for a wide range of students. In conclusion, The Writing Revolution 2.0 is best suited for teachers, literacy coaches, curriculum leaders, principals, and teacher educators who want a concrete and research-aligned approach to writing instruction. It is especially valuable for educators who feel that students are being asked to write without being adequately taught how. Readers will come away with a clearer understanding of why writing instruction often fails, along with a practical framework for improving it through explicit teaching, sentence-level work, and content-rich practice across the curriculum. The book also offers an important intellectual benefit. It reframes writing as a means of thinking and learning, not merely a final product to grade. That shift has consequences for lesson design, assessment, and school-wide literacy priorities. What makes the book stand out in its category is its unusual balance of theory and usability. Many education books either stay abstract or focus narrowly on classroom tips. This one connects cognitive principles, literacy research, and real instructional routines in a way that feels actionable. It also distinguishes itself by speaking to all subject areas rather than only to language arts teachers. For schools seeking a coherent approach to writing that is demanding, teachable, and adaptable, The Writing Revolution 2.0 remains one of the most influential and practically useful guides available. If you would like to support Judith C. Hochman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.